Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey. We're going to get started with happy feelings because that's what I wish you. Happy feelings today, family. Let's start the week off with a happy feeling. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of the Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine Ann Ingram, a.k.a. Lady J, Love Goddess. Yes. Lady Love. That's me. I'm super, super excited. I had an amazing birthday weekend. The weather was amazing. Friends and family calling, sending gifts, meeting me, having dinner, and it was just so wonderful to be loved and to know you are loved. Today's affirmation, thy will be done. Today is a day of completion. I give thanks for this perfect day. Miracles shall follow miracles, and wonders shall never cease. We're going to say that every day together for the month, rest of the month of April. Thy will be done this day. Come on, Holy Spirit. Because today is a day of completion. And I absolutely give thanks, Holy Spirit, for this perfect day where miracles shall follow miracles and wonders will never cease. Come on, let's say it again. And I need you to feel it with me. I need you to see it with me. This day, thy will be done on this day. Because today is a day of completion, and I absolutely give thanks for this perfect day where miracles will follow miracles and wonders shall never cease. Come on, family. Thy will be done this day. Thy will be done this day. Today is a day of completion, and I give thanks. Miracles shall follow miracles, and wonders shall never cease. Today. Thy will be done on this day. Today is a day of completion. I give thanks for this perfect day where miracles shall follow miracles and wonders shall never cease. Let's invite the stillness. Let's prepare ourselves to honor the presence of God right in that moment, reminding ourselves that there is only one power, one presence. And on this line, we recognize this great spirit that is known by many, many names. We recognize it as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. Let's open our heart. Let's open our hearts. Thy will be done. Open our hearts. Thy will be done this day. Today is a day of completion. I give thanks for this perfect day where miracles shall follow miracles and wonders shall never cease. Come, Holy Spirit. Today, thy will be done. And as we become intentional about the breath, breathing in this perfect day of completion, where miracles will follow miracles, and wonders will never cease. Come, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. Taking a deep breath. Breathing in through the nose. Holding it to the point of vibration. Holding it to the count of eight. Releasing the breath. And remembering to breathe deep into the diaphragm. Deep into the heart. And so in this right now moment, I just want you to breathe. Be still and know that I am God. Just breathe. And release. be still and know that I am God. Just breathe and release. And last time, be still and know that I am God. Breathe. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Divine Mother, Father, God. Precious and Holy Spirit, come together on this beautiful, amazing day to thank God for this gift called today. Holy Spirit, we thank you for this opportunity to come together in one mind. As I ask that every word of my mouth, Holy Spirit, and every meditation of my heart, all will absolutely be so acceptable as I activate, stir up the presence of God as me. And that every word I speak will be your word, Holy Spirit, that you will remove all of me and let all of you come forth and fill me to the overflow, God. I ask you to let my thoughts be your thoughts and my words be your words, God. I'm asking you to come and bring a fresh anointing upon each and every person under the sound of my voice, God. I'm asking you to let your words be their words, your thoughts be their thoughts, God. I'm asking you to open up your doors, your windows, your gates, and your heaven and pour out a blessing on this miracle Monday morning. This miracle Monday morning. I'm asking you to pour out miracles upon miracles where wonders will never cease on this day, God. All from success to success, from glory to glory, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and bring forth this amazing gift called today and let it unfold with ease, elegance, and grace, God, as we send our angels out before us today, God, to keep us protected, Holy Spirit, to keep us surrounded in your love, Holy Spirit, to make our day filled with blessings today, God. I'm asking you to send your angels, dispatch a legion of angels before us, God, and let them stay surrounded around us, God, as we call forth every spiritual energy in this universe to come, Holy Spirit, to bless this day, God, to bless our comings and our goings, God, to bless and honor our feet, that everywhere we tread our feet shall be only on your holy ground, and that the blessings don't get there till we get there, Holy Spirit, that they will see our light today, God, oh, that we will manifest the glory of you in us, as us, all around us, God, and that every cell in our body will return to its highest vibration, God, wreaking only love, only the light, only your peace, God. Come, God, and bring us peace where there's no peace, God. I'm asking you to bless somebody's marriages today, God. Somebody came because they needed to hear a word from you today, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit. I'm asking you to bless somebody's house today, God. Somebody came because they needed a word from you, God. Oh, I'm asking you to bless their career, their job. Somebody is on their way to work feeling a little weary today, God. I'm asking you to shift their weary feelings and bring it into a happy feeling in. Yes, God, let them feel happy today, God. Happy that they are on their way to a place where they can manifest you right now, God. Oh, God, where they can speak into somebody today, God. Your words, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to bless this day, that everywhere they go, God, people will fall to their feet that don't have their good intentions, God. People that they will be like footstools. But like you said, our enemies will be our footstools, God. That they will be released from us, God. And anything that's anything other than you will be disintegrating into the light of love, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and bring blessings upon each and every person under the sound of my voice right now. Those who will come and hear this prayer, come, God, and let the blessings pour upon them today, God. Oh, I'm asking you to come, God, and let us take a rain bath, God. Let us take a love bath this morning, God. Let us feel your presence in every cell in our body, God. Let us touch the hem of your garment in our consciousness this morning, God. Let us touch and agree that only love shall come our way today, God, that the way we put on our shoes, our clothes, will be love shoes, God. Let us put on our glasses of love and see with spiritual vision today, God, that we can see with spiritual 2020 vision. God, I'm asking you to bless our eyes to not only see those as outside of us, but that we can see ourselves in 2020 spiritual vision this morning, God. I'm asking you to let us hear the melodic sounds of you, God. I'm asking you to let us speak the melodic sounds of your words, that we may pour, that the words that come from our mouth may pour like honey into somebody's ears today, God, into somebody's heart today, God. Come and speak to somebody today, God. Come and speak to somebody's heart today, God. Somebody came to hear from you today, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and let there be light, God. Let there be light, God, as we give thanks for our ancestors today, God, as we give thanks for those who are standing around us, pushing and reminding us that we are the ancestors' dreams today, God. We thank you for our mothers and our fathers and those who have moved on to the next level, God, but are still right here loving us and whispering in each one of our ears that we are so loved today, God, that we are so important to the fabric of today, God, that we were planted by the waters today like roots and the trees that shall never be removed, God. Oh, we are so important. We were so important that God knew each one of us when he planted us in the seeds of the wombs of our mother's belly and said, I have plans of success for you. Come, Holy Spirit, and bring that success right now, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and let us feel your presence in our consciousness right now, God. Let us experience you in everything we do today, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, let us experience you in our taste, God, in everything we eat, God. Let us experience you in everything we feel, God, and everything we touch, God. Let us see you in everything we see today, God. Let us see your presence. And even when we look in our own eyes, let us experience your presence, God, in us, as us, all around us. God, I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, right now. And I give you thanks right now for this beautiful weather, this sunny day today. I thank you for the presence of you in the sun that will touch the glow of my skin today, God. Oh, that will kiss my face this morning, God, as I ride downtown and handle my business today, God. I give thanks for your presence of order. I give thanks that your miracles will never cease, God, that it will be miracles upon miracles in everything I touch today, God. And each and every person under the sound of my voice, everything they touch, God, not only will turn a prophetic gold, but platinum prophetic gold. God, I'm asking you to come, God, and just bring your presence and send your legion of angels. We give thanks this morning for all of our spiritual committee that sits and stand around us, leading us and guiding us into our place of blessing, God. Oh, I thank you for that place of blessing right now, God. I thank you right now for your love right now, God. I thank you for love that surpasses my own understanding right now, God. I thank you for peace that surpasses my own understanding. I thank you for your healing presence, God. I thank you for financial sustenance that is in my bank account right now, expanding, multiplying, and amplifying, God. I thank you that our finances are being multiplied, amplified, and spiritualized right now, God. I thank you for every dollar, every cent, every 155, 10, all the money that is coming our way to live in your presence on earth, God, that we can move the kingdom of heaven forward. I thank you, God, for an anointing of Solomon, God. I thank you for the anointing of wealth upon us right now, God. I thank you for wealth distributorship, God. I thank you for the opportunity to be a financial significant presence on this planet, God, that money will be our blessing, to be a blessing to those who we've been told or been led to be guided to be a blessing to, God. I thank you for the words that you will lead us and guide us into pour into not only our own hearts but to those that we are surrounded by today, God. I just thank you from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. I thank you, God. I thank you for healing. I thank you for love. I thank you for gratitude. I thank you for all of those who sent birthday messages to say, I love you, Janine, and I appreciate you. I thank you for the amazing birthday weekend weather, God. I thank you for those who sent gifts. I thank you for those who gave me a word to remind me how I show up on the planet. I thank you for this love journey line, God. I thank you for moving me into a place where you allow me to be fed into by this line each and every day, God. I ask you to expand our territory, God. I ask you to continue to lead and guide the love journey, God. And I ask you to come this year and bring us into a new space, God. New space for new opportunities. I ask you to even elevate the 11th sunrise service, God. I thank you for the food that is going to be catered, God. I thank you for all the new ideas and new energy that will support the presence of the love journey, God. I thank you for the soil where we will tread our feet, God. I thank you for the sun that will glow and glisten on our skin on that day, God. I ask you to keep that day blessed. And I send your legion of angels around that land right now where you have set aside for us to honor your presence on August 4th this year. I thank you for all the beauty and all the art that the sky will bring, Father Sky. I thank you for just this opportunity to stop this morning to say thank you, God. I thank you for your favor, God, that will rain down on us this morning. The favor of you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for these hands that can reach out and touch. God, I ask you to anoint our hands to continue to have a healing touch. I ask you to continue to anoint these hands that everybody we touch will feel your love in our hands today, God. Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless this week. As we go this week and go forth and live in your prosperity and your abundance of love, may we see you everywhere we go, God. May we tread our feet only on your holy ground, God. May our goings and comings be so blessed, God, that even the blessed will call us blessed this morning, God. Everywhere we tread our feet, everywhere we go, they will see only you and us today, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and let us feel your love in our heart. Bless our hearts today, God. They shall know us by our light. They shall know us by our light. Let our light shine today, God. Let our light shine today, God. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Holy Spirit, we give thanks for promotion, increase, and love. Thank you for loving us, God, even when we didn't know how to love ourselves. Thank you for loving us when we didn't know how to love ourselves, God. God, I'm just so grateful. I am so grateful. And our only goal today, God, is you. And so as we move, may you have your being in us in every move we make, in every opportunity, in every closed door, in every open door, in every increase in promotion. May those doors fly open today. May we be thrusted into our place of blessing. May the anointing of you be upon us, God. Build and anoint us right now. May your love rain down on us. May your love rain down right now, God. Let your love rain on us. And so it is, God. And so it is. Thank you, God, as we honor our ancestors this morning. Good morning, ancestors. As we honor those who have walked this planet before us, as we pour libation into the earth, come right here as one, but we stand as many. As I honor my mother, I thank God for my life. I thank God for her being the vehicle that sent me to this planet. I give thanks to Miss Anastasia McAdoo. Thank you, Mom. I give thanks to the honor and presence of Mama Colette Grant, who midwife and helped birth and assisted in birthing this place called the Love Journey, where many come to find refuge. We honor your presence, Mama Colette Grant. We thank you for being the midwife, the mother, the nourisher, to say yes to the birth of this place called the Love Journey. And we honor your presence this morning. We give thanks for your presence this morning. We give thanks for every seed that have came from the womb of your belly to continue in the legacy that you left on this planet. And how many women you honored who were young and was pregnant and was afraid, but your words reminded them that even though they may be teen pregnant, they were still a blessing, and that this wasn't the end, but there was a beginning of new life and a new beginning for their life. You blessed so many people, and we thank you today as we honor you, Colette Grant. We thank you for each and every one of your ancestors on this line. And as we call out their name today, we thank you, ancestors, for paving the way for us today. And as we give thanks for our presence right now, because guess what? You, right now, your prayers is changing the trajectory of those who will come behind us. And so as we send love into the descendants, those that are on the planet and those that will come to the planet, we thank you, descendant, for every ancestor that will return as a descendant. We give thanks as our presence on this planet will change the trajectory of how our descendants will walk this planet next. Thank you for our presence as we give thanks for ourselves this morning, as we give thanks because we are the gift of today. We are the gift that lives today and how important we are to the fabric of this planet. And I just want you to stop and give thanks for yourself, honoring the gift called you this morning. And as we honor the angels. Thank you, angels. Good morning, angels. Good morning, archangels. As we dispatch the legion of angels and send them forth on our day today to go before us, to create a path of ease, elegance, and grace this day, where miracles will follow miracles and wonders will never cease. Thank you, angels, archangels, for leading and guiding us and going before us. Good morning to our wonderful master guides and spirit guides who are always with us. And we give thanks for the spirit guides that are whispering in our ear and our ascended masters who are right here with us. We say good morning, good morning, good morning to Mother Earth, Father Sky, to all the birds, the bees, the trees, the plants, the living system in the soil. We give thanks to everything in the universe as we honor it this morning and saying good morning. And family, the love in me, grace and honor the love in you this morning. The God in me, grace and honor the God in you this morning. The goddess in me, grace the goddess in you this morning. And as we begin our day with so much gratitude, my heart profoundly says thank you. Because of all the places you can start your day, we start your day with the love journey. And how we start our day is how we live our day. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. As we allow the presence of love in our heart this morning. All right, family, we're going to get started with Let Him In, and then we're going to read from the science of the mind science. This is Let Him In. Let Him In. Let him in, Saints. Let him in. Let him in, Saints. He said, let him in. He said, we just, he can be, said, he's been so kind to me. He said, I'm not speaking of carnality. It's a spiritual thing that sets me free. Because he's making love to my heart. And it's deeper than I can see. He said, I'm here to let you know he's knocking at your door, family. He's knocking at your door. Let him in. He said, I love the way he talks to me. Yes, my mother, father, God even walks with me. He said, he keeps me, my mind in perfect peace. Into my ear, he sings a melody. So yesterday, y'all, I was at this Step of Sponge. Girl, let me just tell y'all. I was killing the game, and when this song came on, ooh-wee. It's called the Gospel Step of Sponge. And couldn't nobody tell me nothing, baby. I was killing the game on that floor yesterday. Killing the game! Then, let me tell you, my day was so good. Let me tell you, I got up, I walked on the lake, I sat on the rocks and meditated. Before I know it, 2-3 hours that went by, I didn't even know it. I walked about 6 miles one way and walked back, sat on the rocks for a while. When I got home, I was so sleepy from dancing on Saturday night. Because, you know, Saturday was my birthday. And I got the best, it was just the best day. I woke up and I said to myself, thank you, God. And so I wrote in my journal, like, I wrote, like, all these wonderful things, like, all the areas of my life. And I gave myself, like, these scores. So, for instance, you know, my motherhood. And I don't mean that, you know, my children were perfect and all was perfect. But I gave myself 100 because I felt like I was a phenomenal mother, right, with these 3 phenomenal children, right? I said, ooh, I gave myself 100. Career, every time, any career I was in, I went to straight to the top. I gave myself 100. Then friendship, I gave myself 100 because I thought, oh, I'm a phenomenal friend. Wife, 100. But the area where I had to think about, to grow in, was how I loved and honored myself. How over the years of being a mother, over the years of being a wife, over the years of being a friend, I gave, but never really giving to myself, never really honoring the presence of me, and not even really ever celebrating my own birthday. And it came from not, you know, really being celebrated as a kid, right? So I woke up and I told God, you know, I've been missing a mark. I can't give myself 100 in this area, but what I can say, Holy Spirit, from this day forward, I will celebrate the gift called me. It may not be party. I may not have a big party, or I may not do this, and that, but I will always stop and say thank you for my life. And I had to stop and honor my mother for having me. Think about being raped, being beaten, and you end up pregnant. And then you go have an abortion, and you're still pregnant. You hooked on drugs and all this stuff going on, and you still bring this baby called Janine into the world. And I said, thank you, Mom. I had to thank her for her pain. I had to thank her for her pain because I know it was painful to carry a birth. And what made me think about it, y'all, and I'm going to get to the point of what my message is today. I was looking at my grandbaby. This is my first grandbaby, and I looked at her. She's such a happy baby. You could just, when you're in her presence, you could just feel the joy in her heart. She just, her smile is so deep, and you could just feel it, right? And I said to Diamond, I said, look what love created. I said, look what your love has created. Look what your love has created. And I thought, wow, my mother didn't make love to create me, but God made love through making me. And let me tell you what I mean by that. Yes, she got raped, but love created me, and I know it. Because Saturday, when I woke up and it was my Earth Day, I realized the love is the only thing that ever speak, ever. And even though it may not look like what love looked like to us, and maybe it may not feel like what it should feel like to us, the person I am today know that love was the reason I came to the planet. Which brings me to what Spirit told me to read again. This one is called, today's science of the mind that I'm rereading, is called Behold the Christ Presence in You. And if I was to change, behold the love in you. I want you to marinate on that for 1 minute. Just think about that. Behold the love in you. You were created and divinely created by love. You were divinely designed by love. No matter if your presence of your birth was similar to mine, or your presence with birth where two people came together and were and made love and created you in love, and just didn't have the wherewithal to understand at the time what that looked like, because a lot of times we come in our unhealed presence and we bring our unhealed presence together and bring this love together and we feel this explosion of life and we bring birth and then all these things happen, but it don't go quite the way we want it to go because we don't understand what love is. So we bring in our unhealed mess trying to raise kids. But what I thank God for is that he always blesses the mess. God blesses the mess and makes the mess a message. Let me say that again. God takes that mess and makes a message out of it. He blesses the mess, God. He blesses the mess, our unhealed message that we come together and bring presences into the planet. And God blesses the mess. He takes our test and turns it into a testimony. He takes the ordinary and makes it extraordinary. He takes our piece and adds the master and make it a masterpiece. And so today I wanted us to think about one thing. Not only behold the Christ presence in us, but behold the love in us. Because you are love. You see, for years, I didn't know what love was. Going from one foster home to another home to another home to another home. It was interesting. I was dropping Brenton off at work the other day. And so I had just got out of the last place I was living in. Me and my mom was finally living together. And she started dating somebody and she left me in this house. I was about 14, 15, for about 3 months. I hadn't seen her or nothing. She comes back to the house, packs up everything, and we move into a place with this person she was dating. I had never met them, didn't know them, and I walked into a whole place. I was telling my husband how traumatic it was. I was showing him the house. So I offered 99 from Truth. And we moved in. She moved me in. She had already been living there. Now, I never met these people. I met the lady when she walked in to help my mom move in. My mom was in an alternative relationship at that time. And so I moved into this house. The lady sends us to the store. She has two children, Maurice and Tanya. Now, when I tell you, we walk into the store, and all of a sudden, these people come running after them, Tanya and Maurice with guns shooting at them and running after them. And I'm like, I'm in a unfamiliar territory. I grew up on the east side. I ain't never lived on 99th or Troop area. So they saying, run for your life, Janine. And I'm crying, running, don't know where to go. Everybody running in different directions. And I'm like, what is this, God? So we finally, after everything calmed down, we finally walked back to the house. I explained to my mom what's happened, and the lady started hollering, well, I told you to go to the store. If you would have went to the store, you wouldn't have. I'm like, I didn't even know where the store was at. I don't know where I was going. I don't know nothing about this. This is my first day here. So I'm upset because there's no compassion, and I feel traumatic. Now, let me tell you about this basement. I don't know why I'm telling y'all this story, but anyway, maybe I just need to get it out. So they got this unfinished basement. It's just a regular basement with these long stairs. And it's just an unfinished basement, concrete floor and a little bub and a light. And then there's bunk beds on one side and one bed on the other side. And it's a whole bunch of just clutter down here, right? So I'm sleeping on the bottom bunk. And the lady is an old lady. And Tanya sleeps on the top bunk, which is her daughter. And it's an old lady sitting, we sleep on the other side of the room. She gets up in the middle of the night, stuffing, snuff, tobacco. And she's spinning in this can, this coffee can, you know, they used to have these big coffee cans. And then she gets up every night in the middle of the night, waking me up, talking about, oh, thank you, Jesus, oh, da, 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 speaking in tongues and using the bathroom in this coffee can. I'm like, what in the world? No, I just got shot at. I just got ran. What is this going on right now, right? And I was telling Brittany that I thought, wow, how traumatic that was to move in this space right here. And so I was telling Brenda, then that next day, I got in trouble for eating. She had this big cake, brownie cake, and so I cut a piece because I came from a house where we could eat anything that was in the refrigerator. And, oh, my God, I got beat down for eating a piece, just a piece, not the whole thing. It was just a piece, a cake, a brownie cake. And I was like, I can understand it. I was telling Brittany how traumatic it went from being in the own space, being able to eat what you want to eat, finally being able to live with my mom, right, to go into this space. And I was telling him how I think I still have some even, like, uncomfortability when it comes to food when I'm in other people's spaces. But I said that to say Saturday, I really asked God to heal all of that stuff out of me. Heal that part of me that don't feel comfortable in being celebrated. Heal the part of me that doesn't understand that everywhere I go, God is. And that there's nothing I can't have and that I am important. But I had to remind myself of those things over and over again because those things that happened to me as a child were still kind of trying to come up over the years. And I could see how my childhood played out in my relationships and my jobs and how I honored myself and why I didn't honor myself. But Saturday was a big transition for me because I said there would never be a day from this day forward where I didn't honor me. So reading this, beholding the Christ presence in you, is powerful. It was a powerful reread to me because I am reminded that love only can come from inside of me. Celebration can only come from inside of me. And that everything outside of me is just a direct reflection of my inner presence. And so as I start to clean my inner presence and allow the inner presence to shine, I'm being reflected back in how people showed up and loved on me this weekend. People that I wouldn't have never thought showed up, called or left a message or sent a gift or whatever, or sent a very profound heart message. And so today as I read this, and I know I've read this to you before, but I want you to really hear it differently. Behold the Christ presence in you. Rumi once said, if love is a fire, I am wood. If love is a fire, I am wood. The science of the mind said the essence of love, while it may feel elusive, pervades everything. It fires the heart. Love stimulates the emotion. Love renews the soul. Love proclaims the spirit. Love, a universal sense alone, bears witness to the divine fact that God is love. Love is God, and love is you. That's on page 478 in The Science of the Mind. You see, we may think we suffer because of a lack of love from others. Let me say that again. You may think you suffer. I may think I suffer because of a lack of love from somebody else, from other people. But that's never the case. Our real suffering actually comes from not loving ourselves.
I'm going to let you marinate on that. Our real suffering actually comes from us not loving ourselves. Nothing is more painful than we don't love ourselves. I once read somewhere that self-love is like food for the starving. As you begin to feel your own love, come on, feel your own love, you realize how much energy you've put into trying to get love on the outside. And how no matter how much of that you've received from someone else, it's never been enough. I want you to marinate on that. As you begin to feel your own love, you will realize how much energy you have put into trying to get love on the outside. I know I did. And no matter how much of that I received from someone else, it was never enough for me. It wasn't. That's because it didn't change my inner belief. You see, it didn't change the inner belief that I was unlovable and that I wasn't important and that I didn't matter. All that stuff I had told myself when I was a little girl that I lived out in my adult life. See, it didn't change my inner belief. It didn't matter how much someone told me how wonderful I was. Because if others say, oh, you're so wonderful on a core level, if I didn't believe it, if people say, Janine, you're so amazing, if I didn't believe it, their love was only a temporary fix. Soon enough, we'd be looking for more from them or even from someone else. You see, I was looking for love in all the wrong places. I was expecting somebody else to put stars in my sky when it's my responsibility to put my own stars in my own sky. Because only self-love can fill up the emptiness inside of you that stems from our false belief, from my own false belief that I was unlovable. Only my own love could have filled up the emptiness that I was feeling inside of me that stemmed from my false belief, from that story I told myself when I was a little girl, that story I was living out. Because the story we live is the story we tell ourselves. The story we tell ourselves is the story we live. And I was living a false belief that I was unlovable, that I wasn't important, that I didn't matter, because that's the way I was made to feel. From house to house to house, nobody made me feel important. Nobody made me feel like I was, that I mattered. But Saturday showed me where I'm being healed, family. Because everything in your life is going to reflect back to you. This lack or this abundance of love for yourself. Let me say it again. Everything in our life is going to reflect back to us. Either the lack of love for ourselves or either the abundance of love for ourselves. If you are wounded inside and have not addressed those wounded places, they will reflect in those around you because life is a mirror. Let me say that again. Life is a mirror. Everything in your life is going to reflect back to you this lack of love for yourself or this abundance of love for yourself. If you are wounded inside and have not addressed those wounded places, it's going to reflect in your marriage. It's going to reflect in your friendships. It's going to reflect in how happy or sad you're operating in. It's going to reflect in your career. It's going to reflect in your money. It's going to reflect somewhere in your life or in all areas of your life, because life is a mirror. You see, self-love is vital to our well-being. If I say I am spirit in the flesh, how can I not love God as me? I am the first representation of God. And how I love me is how I love God. Ooh, I know somebody ready to hang up on this right here, right? I know you can't handle this, right? I know y'all saying, No, that's too much to handle, right? How I'm loving me is how I'm loving God. How I am loving me is how I'm loving God. I want you to marinate on that. If I am flesh, how can I not love God as me? If I'm in first representation of God in my life, and how I love me is how I love God, how can I not have compassion for my presence of God as me? How can I not honor the presence of me as God? When we realize who we are as divine beings, loving the self, the presence of God as me is not a selfish act. It is God in action, which assures our walk in the world as a beneficial presence. Come on, somebody out to say amen this morning. You see, because I stopped by to remind you today that self-love is vital to our well-being. It's oxygen to the body. If I say I am spirit in the flesh, how can I not love myself as God? How can I not love the aspect of me that is God? How can I not have compassion, care for the presence of me as my God self? When are we going to realize we are divine beings and that loving the self is not a selfish act? It is God in action, which assures our walk in the world as a beneficial presence. Somebody ought to say amen. I want you to feel me on this one. I want you to hear this one. I mean, I know some of you had to hang up on that because I know you can't feel that. Because sometimes when we hear the words that ye are gods, goddesses, that feels blasphemous to a lot of us, especially those who grew up as traditional Christians. But even though the word tells us that ye are gods, you see, I had to sit with myself plenty of times and ask myself, what did it mean to be God on the planet? What did it mean to operate as a Christ presence on this planet? That means I had to go down in the basement of my being and clean out that stuff that I was still holding on to from my childhood. It's time to let it go, family. Somebody I'm speaking to this morning. See, you wonder why your marriage ain't working and you want to blame the other person. You wonder why your life out of order and you want to blame somebody else. You are the answer to you right now. You are the reason. You are the problem. You are the solution. The solution is you. Now think about this. See, when I first started hearing the idea, see, we hear, you know, I hear a lot of people talk about this self-love thing. It's such a cliche today. And that's because most people read about it in a book. I can tell when somebody understands what it means to love themselves. I hear a lot of people talk about it, but they only have an intellectual knowledge of it. And I don't want you to be an intellectual knower of self-love. I want you to honor it, experience self-love in your heart. Because self-love comes from the heart and not from the brain. Let me say that again. If you want to begin to honor yourself with love, it's going to come from your heart. And so I need you to come from your head and move into your heart. And when you start to experience God in your heart, when you start to experience God in everything you do, when I put my fork into my green, see, I had to use, for now, we went to Virtue for my birthday on Saturday. And I ordered these collard greens, this honey butter cornbread, macaroni and cheese. And when I prayed over my food and asked God to return this food to its highest vibration, that it may nourish every cell in my body and that I will receive this food in gratitude. Every time I put my fork in the food and I put it in my mouth, I ask God to let me experience God in my food. May love with this food. You see, when that song was saying, God was making love to my heart. He was cleaning up my heart so that I could experience God in everything I did. Every time I made a step on the dance floor, I was experiencing God in my body with the music. I became one with the melodic sounds of the presence of God in me. And I knew right then I was experiencing God in the music. I was experiencing God when I sat on the rocks and looked out into the vast body of water. Now, they say this Chicago is a lake, but it looked like an ocean to me. But it's a lake, it's a lake. But it's such a vast, beautiful body of water. And all I could think was God's abundance. And I experienced God. I sat so close to the water. I didn't put my feet in the water. I still had my feet on the rocks. But I went all the way close to the water and just let the water just up against the rocks. And I just felt God's love. Mother Nature surrounding me and hugging me in God's love. And in that one moment, I knew God was love. I knew God was love as the vast body of water. I knew God was love in the sun that was kissing me. The glow from the kiss that was kissing my face from the sun. And then it rained, and I felt the warmth of the rain coming down on my body, knowing that that was God. And I sat there and did my gratitude meditation, and as I was in meditation and it began to drizzle and the sun was still shining, I knew I was experiencing Mother Nature as God. I knew I was experiencing love. And then the rain went away and the sun just dried me up like I had never been in the rain. And before I knew it, I got there about 2:33. It was 5-something, going on 6. I don't even know where the time went. All I could think was, how do we live this life so into in our brains that we never stop to be in our hearts? And I had just left the Steppers Gospel Brunch where they had played Let Him In. And I felt the song differently because when he says, let him, Jesus was making love to his heart. I think God was making love to my heart right then. I was making love with God in my heart right then, y'all. And I really understood that we have an intellectual knowledge of self-love. But to feel the emptiness inside of us, we got to let it come from our heart. Love don't come from the mind. It comes from the heart. And it cleans up every thought that is not of love. So I want you to think about this. Are you really loving you? Are you really honoring the presence of you? You see, our life is only a demonstration of our inner beliefs. And if you're not happy, if you haven't really attracted or feel like you're really living the life you want to live, what's the wounded place that needs to be healed right now? Where's that wounded place that we need to pour love into right now? And I thought about that because Saturday morning, this is an interesting story. I've never had this happen. We were in the Uber, my daughter and I were going to a business meeting. And I was talking to my daughter, but something made me pay attention to this Uber driver. He was looking down. He was mumbling under his breath about the police following us. I was like, well, what's wrong with police being behind you? You know, eventually the police went in a different direction. So my daughter asked him to not go in the direction he was getting ready to go in because he was going in south and we were going north. And somehow, I guess the GPS was sending him in a different direction, which was going to take us more time to get where we wanted to go. So she asked him to turn around and go back the other direction so that we could continue in the direction we were because that's the fastest route to where we were going to go. So he wouldn't. He kept going in the wrong direction. She asked him again. He kept. So then he pulls over and said he was going to cancel the ride. So we thinking that he meant he was just going to cancel the ride because he went in the wrong direction and he didn't want us to pay. And we're like, no, we want to pay. I said, well, don't worry. Since he said I already canceled. I said, well, I'll pay you cash. This man going to say, y'all get out my car. We look at each other. We're like, you putting us out? We're not about to get out this car and stand on no corner. He said, get out my car. He said, well, I'm going to call the police. But my daughter said, well, call the police then because we're not getting out this car, right? So he calls the police, but he gets out the car because he don't want to give his phone number, and he started whispering something to the police. So my daughter calls another Uber. So when he gets back in the car, now he left his key in the car, everything. Car on. My daughter starts to curse him out. I said, stop all that cursing and leave him alone, as we're just not getting out this car until either the Uber driver get here or the police get here. My daughter going in on it. I mean, she pissed. She going in. I said, Ace, leave the man alone. You can clearly see he's not wrapped tight. Let the man go. You can see there's something wounded in him. And that everything is not wrapped too tight. So when I got home and I asked myself, well, why was that all about? Spiritually, sometimes we meet people who've never had anybody to pray for them. And Spirit told me to pray for him. So, you know, we did get another Uber driver came and got us before the police got there. So we end up in the other Uber driver the rest of the day. But I told Ashley it was a good thing we had something to laugh about now. But my daughter was going in. And I was telling her, energy can only mean energy. Raise your energy so he can raise his. You cause him, y'all at the same space. All that's going to do is fuel and escalate something that maybe we don't want to happen. Let's just lead us in love. And let's love him and just... We're not getting out this car, so no matter what happened, we're not getting out this car. So, you know, it all ended good. But I'm just saying that sometimes we meet people who's never been prayed for. We meet people who's never had the opportunity to understand or know who God is in their life. Because we really don't know what God and who God is, because we take the opportunity to learn these things from other people, but we don't spend time. Presence of God, with the presence of love. And so today, I want you to take your journals. If you get some chance to spend some time with yourself, in Chicago it's supposed to be almost 70-something degrees, spend some time on the rocks in the lake if you get a chance to. Place your hand over your heart and ask love to show you love. And I say this because several women I met at the gospel brunch, I walked in and I started talking to these ladies. I don't know why I thought they was with my other friend, but they wasn't. And all these ladies were at a table, and they were one-year cancer survivors. They were one-year cancer survivors, and they had all survived cancer, stage 4 different kinds of cancer. And so they were just sitting there talking, and I walked up thinking that was the party I was supposed to be with, but it turned out it wasn't, but it was the party I was supposed to be with. And the one thing that was present in their conversation is that all these women were sitting there wishing for one thing. Now, one woman wished they had more money. All of them wished they had a man in their life. They wanted love. I'm sitting with 12 single women who all they wished for was love. All they really wanted was somebody to love them and them to love them. And when I think about in my coaching classes, most of the people that I get to meet, the one thing that's prevalent in most women's lives is the idea that they want to be loved. They want to be in a relationship with somebody to love them. And I said, what is this wounded place in women right now that's causing them to not have the love they desire in their life? And the only thing I could think of is the wounded place in them that's the one thing that we really want is the one thing that seems to be elusive is the love. And love comes from loving ourselves. But we hear this cliche, but love comes from the heart, family. And it's not a cliche. It does not come from the mind. It's not about getting your nails done. And even though taking care of the physical is important, it's also important to go deeper. Honoring and loving the spirit. And so today I want you to sit with love. I want you to look in the mirror and behold the face of God. I want you to look in the mirror and behold the face of God. I want you to look in your eyes today and see that you are the presence of God on this planet. You are the animated, personified presence of who God is in flesh. And so your only goal today is to see the presence of God as you. Look in the mirror, and if you can't, just ask yourself to help you see yourself as God. A look in the mirror to behold the face of God is the affirmation. A look in the mirror to behold the face of God. Self-love is vital to our well-being. And if I say I am spirit, if I say I am God, if I say I am love in the flesh, then how can I not love myself as God? How can I not love myself as God? How can I not love myself as spirit? How can I not have compassion for my presence as God? You see, when we begin to realize we are divine beings, loving ourselves can never be a selfish act. It's God in action, which assures our walk in the world as a beneficial presence. Look in the mirror to behold the face of God today. Any questions, comments, or concerns? Press 1 on Blog Talk, *6 if you're on Blog. If you're on teleconference, *6. Press 1 on Blog Talk. Behold the face of God. Behold the face of God today. If there's a wounded place that you're conscious of, then I want you to imagine love as a liquid light. And if there's a place that's wounded, that's unconscious, just ask the light to come in and heal the wounded places. Just imagine this light as a liquid love. And imagine love being liquid, moving through every cell in your body. And imagine this liquid love in your heart right now. Imagine the liquid love filling the heart space and overflowing into the cell and every muscle fiber, into every organ, and into every living system in your being. Let love flow. Let them in. Let love in. And if there's any pain, then extra love to the painful place. And wherever the extra pain or pain is, I want you to call it out and say, I love you. If it's in your knees, say, I love you, knee. If you got fibroids in the womb, tell your womb how much you love her. How much you enjoy the presence of her. If it's in your pain, is in your shoulders, let your shoulders, how much you know you need them and love them. Just pour love into your presence today and know that you are the presence of God on the planet. Remember, I love you. God loves you. Life loves you. And there's nothing better than love. Remember, you are a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love. Love is the only choice. Remember to not just dream, but to live your God-sized dream. Have a phenomenal, amazing day. And I want to remind you of our two affirmations today. That I am the presence of God. I behold the presence of God. I behold the presence of God. As you look in the mirror today, I behold the presence of God. I behold the presence of God. And when I opened the line this morning, this is our affirmation that we will be repeating daily. And I want to remind you that this is our affirmation for the month of April each day. Thy will be done this day. Today is a day of completion. I give thanks for this perfect day where miracles shall follow miracles and wonders shall never cease. Thy will be done on this day. Today is a day of completion, divine completion. And I give thanks for this perfect day where miracles shall follow miracles and wonders will never cease. Last time, thy will be done on this day. Today is a day of divine completion. And I give thanks for this perfect day where miracles shall follow miracles and wonders shall never cease. Yes, that's our affirmation. Can you feel the abundance of rain today, y'all? That is our affirmation. That is ours. This is Mesa.
At this point in my life, I just want to have fun. And I want to be free. Spiritually, I have grown, and I know I have a long way to go. But what I do know right now is that God is amazing.
God is amazing.
And the universe is amazing. And there's so much out there for all of us. So we never have to worry and shed a tear. And I'm looking forward to the rest of my life.
Family, that was Mesa right here on a love journey. Yes, 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 with Janine Ingram. I love me some Mesa Leak. Yes, yes, family. And she says in there, inside her dream, she just wanted to live inside her dream. She said when she was working, she said all she got to do is have her faith and her and let her soul and her spirit heal. And she recognized that it's just another lesson how to keep her faith alive to get the world she want to see. All she needs to do is close her eyes and live inside her imagination, because she know her imagination will become her reality. I just want to live inside my dreams, family. I know you say, girl, you reading these words to us all the time. You know I like lyrics, y'all. All right, family, have an amazing day. May love follow you all the days of your life. May it be in you, all around you, and may it do what it do when it do what it do. I love you, family. Fun today. Enjoy your life and do something special for yourself. I want to live.